This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Justice Department is dismissing House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler's subpoena, demanding an unredacted copy of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 election. As AP's Sagar Magani reports, Nadler wants Congress to get the report before Attorney General Bill Barr testifies next month.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena for all of Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report after the redacted version gave fresh evidence of presidential misconduct.
He practically invites Congress to pursue that.
Nadler telling CBS This Morning lawmakers need the unredacted report and all underlying materials to decide what's next. He says he expects the Justice Department to comply by May 1st, when Attorney General William Barr begins 2 days of hearings. The president is bashing what he calls the crazy Mueller report and his ex-advisors who cooperated with the probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A source close to the Taliban, speaking to VOA on the condition of anonymity, says the Afghan Taliban are exhausted with the failed efforts to organize an intra-Afghan conference in Doha. So another such conference seems unlikely in the near future. The conference, which was scheduled to be held in the capital on the 20th and 21st of April, was supposed to provide a breakthrough as members of the sitting Kabul administration were going to be part of talks with the Taliban for the first time. It was canceled at the last minute over the size and makeup of the Afghan delegation. The Afghan government had issued a list of 250 participants, a list Taliban spokesman has claimed that was more suited to a wedding party than a conference. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says a doctor fighting an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo was killed in an attack on an eastern hospital. Richard Mzoko, an epidemiologist from Cameroon, died when several gunmen from a local militia attacked the hospital in the city of Butembo, one of the epicenters of the Ebola outbreak. A Congolese health ministry staffer and a driver were injured in the attack. The WHO director wrote on Twitter that we are outraged by the attack. Health workers are hashtag not a target. The violence is the latest in a series of attacks on Ebola treatment centers by militiamen and those distrustful of the international response to the outbreak there. A California couple who shackled 12 of their 13 children for years has been sentenced to life in prison. As AP's Tim McGuire reports, David and Louise Turpin will not be eligible for parole for 25 years.
David and Louise Turpin pleaded guilty in February to neglect and abuse after years of denying 12 of their 13 children food, beating them, shackling some to their beds in their suburban Los Angeles home. This daughter tells the court,
"My parents took my whole life from me, but now I'm taking my life back."
Another spoke of his continued nightmares, their mother sobbing as she tells the judge,
"I'm sorry for everything I've done to hurt my children. I love my children so much."
The judge sentencing both parents to life in prison with the chance for parole in 25 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
A global team of experts is about to begin reviewing how the Boeing 737 MAX's flight control system was approved. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
The Federal Aviation Administration says an international board of authorities meets Tuesday to begin what's called a joint authorities technical review. The board will look into how the FAA approved the flight control system on the Boeing 737 MAX jetliners. All MAX jetliners have been grounded worldwide since mid-March after two crashes, one in Indonesia, the other in Ethiopia, separated by 5 months, that killed 346 people. In both crashes, a faulty sensor reading triggered the anti-stall system, pushing the noses on the jets down, and the pilots were unable to recover. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A week after the Sudanese military ousted former President Omar al-Bashir and seized control of the country, protesters continue to demand representation and civilian rule. Since December, the protests in Sudan have swelled into an uprising that toppled al-Bashir, who had held power for nearly three decades. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.